This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, February 28th. There's not a lot of news this week, so we're starting to back and fill here. Some of the winners are consolidating. There is a very firm small cap rally under the surface underway, though. They don't go up every day, but they've been unusually strong, so that sector's very healthy. But as far as news goes this week, probably the biggest news will be the personal consumption expenditures index update on Thursday. Okay. Now I want you to know that that's the Fed's favorite inflation indicator, and the core personal consumption expenditure index is supposed to uptick slightly, and that could cause the Fed to hold off on cutting interest rates till June. The Fed has made it very clear that they want their favorite inflation target to be at 2% trailing 12 months. And it's been there for the past several months, but it looks like there's going to be a minor uptick. And that's based on the GDP data we got today. They revised fourth quarter GDP down to 3.2% from 3.3. No big deal. Okay, so tomorrow will be a big deal on that, and we'll see how it affects the bond market and investor perceptions. But the other news that's going on out there is the deflation you see in EVs, and that's largely caused by a battery glut in China. When China enters the market, they just tend to have too much capacity, and then that capacity just ripples across the world. You know, too many solar cells, too many batteries. I can go on and on. But the collapsing EV market, especially for prices, caused Apple yesterday to announce that it's discontinuing its decade-long quest to build an Apple car. And not that long ago, they said they would delay it to 2028 and it'd only be level 2 on autonomous driving. So Apple is out of the car business. They can't compete. They can't get the operating margins. You can thank Tesla and BYD for probably convincing them of that. We do own one EV company. It's called Li Auto. It's based in Hong Kong. They make luxury vehicles that are taking market share away from Tesla. And that company has been up strongly this week, largely because their sales are up 182% and their operating margins are still expanding. So they're doing an incredible job in a tough market, but it's predominantly a Chinese market at this moment, okay, for them. We're going to just be treading water here because earnings season's over. What happens right now is we're all looking at what the analysts are saying. If the analysts revise estimates higher, we'll be accumulating. If they cut estimates, we could pair those stocks from our portfolios. I do want you to know that what we call mean reversion trading kicks in. And what mean reversion is what Citadel usually does to, for lack of a better word, to create artificial liquidity. Okay? So what was up might be down. You see some profit taking in NVIDIA, Supermicro. That's normal. Don't worry about it. But what I'm encouraged about is strength in a lot of small cap stocks under the surface. So money is not leaving the market. It's just being reshuffled. And I think the market still has a very, very good tone to it. But when I buy, I wait for pullbacks, try selling the strength. So we'll have some oscillations out there because mean reversion trading is what happens in between earnings announcement season. So otherwise, not too much else going on out there. Political season's heating up. You see all that going on. We just had the Michigan results, and then we'll, of course, have Super Tuesday coming up. And hopefully we'll know who the candidates are. It's going to be interesting, and as always, and hopefully entertaining for a lot of us. But the bottom line is the economy, according to the Atlanta Fed, is growing at 3.2% annual pace this quarter, and and the market's very narrow. It's shifted to new leaders. A lot of the strength is in small cap right now, and we'll just keep you in the creme de la creme, folks. But all our models say the top 5% of the overall market is where the has dramatic outperformance, and so a lot of my portfolios might get a little bit more concentrated here because of that, what my modeling is signaling. So that's it. Oh, by the way, I'll be on Bloomberg today at 3:40 Eastern time. So that's 12:40 Pacific time. So if you want to see what I have to say, I'll be on Bloomberg today. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.